Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you today from Santa Rosa Christian Academy in Milton, Florida. We're glad you've joined us on the Bible Club today. We hope you call your neighbors and friends so that they might listen too, and that you'll be ready for the singing and the Bible story in just a little while. And now, here's the Bible Club choir to begin the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Choir. Well, Bible Clubbers, these are busy days here at the Children's Bible Club. I'm sure it's busy where you are, too, but we've been busy with the mailbox and with radio tapes and Bible Club books and tapes to make. But I found out most Bible Clubbers like to be where the action is, even in the summertime, weekend swimming and fishing and camping. Do you like to go camping? A while back, some of our boys were camping on the creek, fishing and swimming and cooking their own meals, if that can be, and getting rained on and all that. And in all that, while they were swimming one evening, you know what? They caught a baby alligator, and they took it back to camp with them. Believe me, they kept an eye out for Mama Alligator, though. But did you know, as little as that little fellow was, he could already swim. Why, he wasn't in any danger of drowning. And did you know? He was hatched in a nest in the swampy marsh near the creek. Now, if you'd been there to see him whenever he hatched out, you might have seen a strange sight. No matter what was under him or around him, whatever was facing him, he turned and headed directly for the water. If you'd have put leaves in front of him, or a stick, or whatever else, he might have worked around it, but he'd still have headed directly for the water. But now, how could he find that water? As little as he was, there weren't any signposts saying, "Go this way, alligator, there's the creek." And his mother didn't nudge him with her big long nose. No, God put that instinct in him and gave him that ability inside to survive. God created the alligator with just what he needed inside. And God created man. Bible Clubber, You didn't come from a monkey or a tadpole, as some folks would try to make you believe. You were made in the image and likeness of God. You're fearfully and wonderfully made, and as such, you're accountable and responsible to God. Bible Clubbers, why don't we all read Psalms 139 this week and thank the Lord for giving us physical life, and then read John 3:16 and thank God for providing His Son to give us everlasting life. Oh, it's wonderful to know God, first of all, as your Creator, and then as your Savior from sin. And now, here's the choir again. When I was young, my dad was never away from home except for a day or two and then on a cattle buying trip. We didn't like for him to be away at all, but every winter there was one trip that was sure, the trip to Kansas City to sell cattle. You know, back in the early days of this country, when it was time to market cattle, the trail boss and cowboys made a big cattle drive across the prairie to Abilene or Kansas City. Nowadays, cattlemen have gone modern, and they load the cattle in huge semi-trailers for the big haul. But in my father's day, the cattle were driven to the railroad stockyard and loaded on cattle cars for the long trip to Kansas City. It was no easy matter, either. Such a trip for the cattle was really traumatic. Daddy was always concerned about their change of feed and water and weight loss and the possibility of getting disease. Such a trip for Dad was no less difficult either. In order to be assured of arriving when the cattle arrived, he just rode the same train. Not in the stock cars, of course, but in the caboose. A pleasant ride? Not at all. There were no soft cushioned seats to sit on, only hard wooden benches along the walls of the caboose. There was no refined conductor to make a man welcome or tend to his needs, only a lone trainman who swung in and out now and then out of the bitter cold. There was no steam heat pipes along the floor to keep a body warm and comfortable, only a small pot-bellied stove that seemed to warm only itself. If a man moved away from the stove at all, he might be found a frozen corpse in the morning. If he hovered near and faced the stove, the front side of him scorched and the back side froze. If he turned around, his back side scorched and his front side froze. There was no winning at that battle. No, there was no luxurious dining car or comfortable Pullman. Not on a cattle train. It was bitterly cold, hard, miserable trip with only work and duty and responsibility waiting upon arrival in the cow capital. Why would my dad make such a trip? Why would he leave the comforts at home for miseries of a ride in a caboose of a cattle train to a destination that meant dealing with buyers and commissioners and men that might deal unscrupulously if not watched? Why? Because it was expedient for us. It was expedient for us, necessary for our good. The results of the trip, the proceeds from the sale of the cattle, were part of our livelihood for the year, part of the supply of our needs as a family. Dad's efforts and sacrifice were expedient for us, for our good. In the long run, it was Dad's love for his family and his desire to do what was best for us that motivated him to make such a trip and bear such difficulties. Say, when Jesus was here on earth, the disciples were disturbed and upset and dismayed when Jesus told them that he was going away. They had been with him and been blessed in his presence almost constantly for 3 years, and the thought of his leaving them alone without an earthly kingdom was almost more than they could understand. Yet Jesus, in his patience and love, comforted them and said, "It's expedient for you that I go away." It was for their and our good that he went away, in order that the Comforter might come and indwell every believer, that his Spirit and presence could be everywhere working, and his ministry not be limited just to the place of the Lord Jesus' physical presence, that Jesus could finish the work that God the Father had given him to do, to make atonement for our sins, to conquer death, and to return to heaven to the right hand of the Father, and that he could prepare a place for all who trust in him as their Savior. It was a sad time to his disciples to know that he would leave, but in the end, it was a great joy and blessing to them and to all of his children. "It is expedient for you," Jesus said. In fact, everything the Lord does is for our good. We know that whatever he does is for our good, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Our responsibility is to keep our hearts right with him so that he can use and bless our lives for his glory. Then we can rejoice and sing, "For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well." Do you know him as your Savior? Have you trusted him? Do you know Jesus has come into your heart and washed your sins away by his own precious blood? If you do, then live for him this week and be a testimony and a witness for him. If you haven't, then right there by your radio, bow your head and ask Jesus to forgive your sin, to come into your heart and save you. Trust him as your Savior and live for him every day. God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.